So in May, we had our selection convention for our European candidate in Lisbon with Mark Deary from Louth, acting as returning officer. And I'm delighted to announce and to welcome to you now your European candidate for the 2014 European elections, Ross Brown.
Stephen makes me look good.
He's got more hair than you.
Well, that's true. Folks, just like to thank you all very much for coming along to today's conference. And this is my first real chance to address the party following my nomination as a Green Party candidate for the 2014 European elections. And I would like to begin by expressing my sincere gratitude in being selected as the candidate for Northern Ireland. I feel very privileged to be standing here and standing representing a party with the principles which I truly believe in. So although Northern Ireland has had its own devolved government since 1998, little has been achieved by way of improving the lives of the people in this society. Today we have one of the highest levels of child poverty in the UK and Ireland. 44% of people here are living in fuel poverty, and we continue to suffer from a long tail of educational underachievement. Northern Ireland's first food bank opened last year, and the DUP a few weeks ago congratulated it as going from strength to strength. I'm sure I'm not the only one who's baffled by this choice of words, especially given that the DUP have chosen not to comment on the context of why food banks are required. The reality is that our DUP-controlled government are the ones which need to be held accountable for the very fact that people in this country, and a country as rich as ours, are now being forced to rely on food handouts. And it's evident that the problems we see today are only going to get worse. Northern Ireland has a government that is voting through the most drastic cuts to social security for the most vulnerable and cuts to tax credits for working families in a generation. And while we are not foolish to the fact that Westminster has significant control over the purse strings, unlike the DUP, unlike the UUP and unlike the Alliance Party, we voted against these cuts because our government's economic strategy has failed to consider ways in which we can raise new revenue from the richest to alleviate those hardest hit. Our government spends so much time dealing with the issue of identity that it is failing to solve the issues dogging our society today. And it has lost all concept of a vision for the future. Ask yourself this: what would really change if one of the other parties in the executive won every seat in our assembly? Even the Alliance Party, a party that owes its very existence to the division in our society, isn't presenting anything different from when it comes to the economy. Every one of the government parties are happy to offer a slice of what we already spend on our children, the sick, the elderly and the homeless as a windfall to big business through lower rates of corporation tax. This lack of vision has also meant that Northern Ireland has become a follower in the world rather than a leader. The public is rightly asking the question, what really is the point of devolution if our own elected government doesn't have any ideas of its own? People are tired of paying for an expensive talking shop where ongoing sectarian disputes continue to dominate the business. People in this society are tired of voting for politicians just to keep the other side out. And as the saying goes, and I was told not to use this by Stephen, while Nero fiddles, Rome burns, but it's true, because not only is this government failing to deal with the very real problems at home, but looking beyond our own borders, millions more people this year are threatened by hunger as a result of spiralling food prices caused by our continued inaction regarding climate change. And every day, the inaction by the governments across this world is resulting in the extinction of 200 species of plant and animal life. These are just some of the moral tragedies in this planet which are occurring on an epic scale. And I can guarantee you that you will never hear concerns raised, or that you will hear these concerns raised more times by members of this party than by members of any other. I see the Green Party as presenting a very real alternative to the stale political situation we have found ourselves in. We are a party with a strong identity, a unique perspective, an underlying political philosophy, which, let's be honest, that's a rare thing for political parties in Northern Ireland, and an outward-looking, progressive vision of where we see this society in the future. We are a party which develops policies based on evidence rather than seeking out evidence to support our policies. And as a party characterised by our love of animals and our principles of equality and recognition, we demonstrate a sense of compassion which not only naturally encompasses the most vulnerable people in our society, but which is even wider and deeper. As Immanuel Kant said, we can judge the heart of a man by his treatment of animals. He who is cruel to animals becomes hard also in his dealings with men. In addition to our championing of the environment, no other party can claim to champion the green economy. As an economist, I recognise that the Green Party is offering a true alternative in this regard. We are the only party which is proposing a model which recognises widening levels of inequality are harmful for everyone in society, which sees consumption, buying stuff, as one way to gain happiness and improve our well-being, but not the way we should measure progress, which views efficiency as minimisation rather than the maximisation of consumption to achieve a given end, which aims to localise rather than globalise, meaning that the government should focus its efforts towards developing our economy not by racing to the bottom in competition with other countries on cost to attract foreign direct investment, but by enhancing the domestic economy by supporting consumers to buy locally produced goods from local businesses. It's an economic model which acknowledges that our economy is more resilient when it is localised and therefore less exposed to global shocks and systemic risks. And in the green economic model, the economy is positioned to serve the people rather than the people being forced to behave in a way to serve the economy. And how crazy the world must think when we say that as a society, we will find more solutions to our problems when we work less and not more. There are so many ways in which we can bring our vision to Northern Ireland. A green economy here would entail measures to reduce our energy consumption, such as the Green New Deal Home Insulation Scheme. And this would increase employment in the construction sector, lower our CO2 emissions, and reduce the £2 billion we spend each year importing energy into Northern Ireland. A green economy would mean remodelling our economy, not to reduce the size of the public sector, but to transfer more of our public sector spending from the back office functions to the frontline services, allowing us to enjoy world-class public services like Sweden, which has a similar proportion of people working in the public sector. It would entail spending more on early intervention strategies directed at children, which would increase their employment opportunities and reduce the costs associated with crime and poor health further down the line. And this would free up even more future investment potential. And it would mean opposing plans to lower the top rate of corporation tax and involve working at a European level to end the practice of harmful tax competition between EU states. A green economy would include a planning system which puts the value of sustainability at the heart of decision making, thereby affording protection to our town centres and our greenbelt. And it would include a world-class public transport system which would be reliable and affordable for all. Only in a green economy would it be recognised that it is not the economy versus the environment, but the economy and the environment. But don't let anyone tell you that an alternative to society is just a dream. Our vision can become a reality. And each Green Party member that is elected to all tiers of, and with each Green Party member that is elected to all tiers of government, we take a step closer to this reality. Most importantly, we must never forget that as a society, we are ultimately the architects of our own destiny. Our choices at the ballot box determine the direction of this society, and we need to appreciate the fact that elections are often won with the support of an incredibly small number of people. In the last European election, for example, each of the three elected members for Northern Ireland received less than 12% of the first preference vote of the voting age population. We have an MEP sitting in Brussels today who was elected with the support of 7.3% of the voting population. The point is this: if you want change, it is possible. But don't expect change if you vote for those who are already in power. And don't expect change if you're not voting at all. I just outlined some of the reasons why in the 2014 European election we stand a real chance and we have an opportunity to make our mark on the electorate. I want to present our vision to show that we really are different and to give people a party with ideas to vote for rather than a party to vote against. And as part of an international movement with formal links to the Greens across these islands and across the world, no other party can claim to be anywhere near as all-inclusive as and diverse as us. No one has anything to fear when they vote Green. The 2014 European election is a chance to show the world this country has moved on. Let's recognise the fact that in Brussels, unionism and nationalism are irrelevant. It's not the job of members of the European Parliament to defend the turf of parochial identities. It is their job to represent the hundreds of millions of people right across this continent and to make laws which affect the whole of the EU equally, including the UK and Ireland. So let's not make this election another pointless identity headcount. Let's move on and make it an election about ideas. Giving Northern Ireland a voice at the European level is hugely important. Decisions made at Brussels have a global impact, and it has been great to see that the Green vote across Europe continues to grow. Today, out of 754 members in the Parliament, there are now 49 Green Party MEPs and 59 MEPs who sit as part of the Green group. We might be a small party in Northern Ireland, but in Europe we belong to not only the fourth biggest group in the Parliament, but the most coordinated party at a European level. None of Northern Ireland's current MEPs belong to a group as large as ours, and no other candidate in Northern Ireland will be standing under a common European manifesto for a truly European party. Let's acknowledge, as a party, that the stronger our European election campaign, the more likely it is that we can win seats in the local council and assembly elections. Already, with only a single elected representative in the Northern Ireland Assembly and two local councillors, the Green Party this last year has punched way above its weight. And I can't wait to see the trouble that we will cause no more. And can I just add that I don't think that as a party we really know how good an MLA we have. Having come to know Stephen over the past year, he is a principled and an incredibly astute politician, and he has earned my utmost respect. But let's also remember that as a party, we're just not contesting elections because we think we can make a difference or because we think we can win seats. We're fighting for justice, and our volition is different, because standing up for truth and standing up for vulnerable people is the right thing to do, no matter what the outcome. I would like to remind everyone in this party that the work and influence of this party is entirely dependent on your support and involvement. With the size of our party in Northern Ireland, I can't emphasise how important it is that we all continue to stick together, unite under our principles, and work as a team. As a member, I would also encourage you all to use your own initiative and not to underestimate your own potential as a member of this party. I'm going to digress just slightly from my own speech, because I only became a member of this party 2 years ago, and I'm standing here now as the candidate for the European election. And I think, you know, if you want to get involved, and I'm just saying to you now, if you want to get involved and make a difference in this party and stand for election, you can do it. So just get involved, that's all I can say. But know this as well. Know this as well, that the contributions that everyone has made to this party to date, whether financial, through your time, through your skills, are truly valued. You're the reason why we're here today and able to talk about the positive impact that we are having in Northern Ireland. On behalf of the party, I would like to say thank you. And I would also like to strongly encourage non-members that if you share our vision, agree with our principles, and believe in democracy, then please do get involved. Don't expect to find quick, easy, and immediate success, however. Rather acknowledge, as the Chinese proverb suggests, the man who removes a mountain begins by carrying away small stones. Take note that as a party, we are genuine. We will stick to our principles, even when it is to our own disadvantage. That is why, unlike other parties, we will continue to keep green politics clean by refusing corporate donations. We will not be bought and controlled by powerful corporations. That is principle politics. To finish with, all I ask is that you consider our ideas, but most importantly, know that an alternative does exist and that you can choose it. Thank you.